Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Truth Tuesdays with your host, Akeem L.
Do you know what this will do to people when they find out the truth?
I don't think that most people would want to know the truth.
I do.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Keep it locked on Hindsight Radio.
I guess I'm on my dying shit. What that mean? I'ma go.
DJ Khaled.
Straight up. Late nights mixed with early days. It'll probably be that way until the pearly gate. Stress weighing on me, they want me to nervous break. These hoes showing fake love when I prefer to hate, man. At least if you real, then I have to respect,
respect
it. Realize the energy you give is what you manifest. So understand, we positive as could be. The vision is still intact. The show is fresh out of seats. Boy, it's never going south, unless we down in South Beach. Khaled on the jet ski, preaching what you believe in. Everything fast as a fool. Watch what we eating. If it add a couple years to our life, then we might go vegan.
Whoa.
I hear a little bit of me and all your favorite rappers. You know it's true, bitch. I need respect, dude. Now or later, either way, I'ma take it. Just like it's fucking taxes. No wonder I'm on fire. I done been to hell and back, bitch. Lately, I've been living life in detachment. I practice 7 spiritual laws and cut off distractions. We've been all in the Hollywood Hills and never been acting. Detroit gave me an accent in Christ. Gave me his passion. Father, help us. Police doing talking practice for real bodies. Mama's in the street crying, standing over a still body. Niggas overstressing, we under investigation. Every day off to the races. Can't fuck with you if you racist. Beat your ass until you purple. They can't even tell what your race is. Dr. Kimmy, Dr. Dre, up this doctor lost all his patience. Had you side up in the basement with you and your partner facing adjacent until you deposit payment of reparations. If you shoot me, then you gotta deal with a holy me. It feel like I'm finally free and unlock my spirit with the holy key.
Holy key.
Touch may disintegrate into dust. Everything I trust may dishonor me in disgust.
Come on.
Everything is everything. Alpha Davidson wedding rings. Alpha blood on my higher horse. I report what it was. I don't wear crosses no more. Yahshua was coming back. I ain't scared of losses no more. I see life in that. I don't resonate with the concept of love and hate. Cause your perspective is less effective and rather fake. The universe and the heavens work in my DNA. Kendrick said, fuck Mother Earth. That's PSA. The land of the wicked, the foundation of Lucifer's spirit. Walking zombies and spell catchers, I pray for forgiveness. Uncle Bobby and Pa June is lost again. The underworld and the fourth dimension my family's in. The big money, the fast cars my life produced. The blacks I connected while rebuilding this Rubik's Cube. So what you look up to? Fame and fortune, bitches, pushing sources with designer things. Brand endorsement, joining forces with sorcerer signing me. Law enforcement, their forces us, tortures us with violent speed.
Fuck your boss's employment, my joy is to see how you bleed. Two new voices with choices of color, my desire need. Grabbing horses with clutches of portions, I require thee. Fresh and poison, the boy is the reason you won't die in peace. Open door for my boy, now they eating, we say finally. I destroy and divorce what you eating, don't you hire me. Hate recording my voices and tweaking, let's play how to speak. War distortion and forfeit this evening, you should try at least. I'm restoring the portrait of feasting, nigga, I am beast. I don't like to sleep, I'm up like Coyote, I might OD. Hair like Cody B, I'm up for higher need. Khaled is valid, I've been looking for inspiration. But when you the holy king, you the only one in the matrix.
I'm talking to you about improving your weak points, redeeming your negative aspects. respects. And I want to be personal about this, so to say, improving my weak points. Redeeming my negative aspects. This lesson is based upon the story of Judas, the 12th disciple of Jesus. Judas is a very famous disciple of Jesus for a rather negative reason. It is said of Judas that he betrayed the Christ. And of course, we would do well to deal in some repetition of introductory remarks about this whole subject at the moment. For this is a part of our study called Your 12-Fold Power of mind are your 12-fold divine power. And this study is based upon the esoteric understanding that Jesus and the 12 disciples are you, and the 12 faculties of your mind. Jesus is not simply a historical figure or a theological figure. Jesus is the mastermind in man. Jesus is the mastermind in me. Say that in the first person. Jesus is the mastermind within me. Jesus is the God-conscious mind in man. Jesus is the God-conscious mind in me together. Jesus is the God-conscious mind in me. There is this mind within me, within you, within every man. No matter his spiritual or material condition, there is this mind in me, within every man, which knows who and what he is in God, who and what God is in him. If there be a drunkard on Skid Row right now, totally out of it, in alcoholic oblivion, lying on the street, I say that in the very being of the being of that man is the mind which knows the truth about that man. The reality of God, the reality of good, is within every person. And there is this within me. There is this, capital T, within you. I don't want to say that. To me, it's this. Because it's right here, right now. There is this within you. There is this within me. That never forgets who I am. There is this within me, this within you. There is this within every so-called sinner, which knows who I am. And when the so-called sinner is so-called saved, he is saved only because the Savior is already within him. And he is saved when he comes back to the knowledge of the Christ within. Well, the only way that we can ever come to Christ is to come to the indwelling Christ, to come to the indwelling God. No, there is no outer Christ. Every outer Christ is a false Christ. And when a man comes to Christ, he comes to the Christ of his being, to the truth of his being. He comes to the realization of who and what he is in God, and who and what God is in him. And every man who becomes conscious of this begins to express the Christ, to demonstrate the Christ. And this mind which knows God within every man is the Christ. Now this Christ mind within you, within me, within every man has 12 disciples, has 12 faculties, our qualities, our attributes, our aspects. And each one of these 12 functions of the Christ mind in you, in me, in every man, must be disciplined or discipled to serve our good purpose, to serve our God purpose. If the mind refuses or neglects to discipline its 12 faculties, these 12 faculties will disserve him, will betray him. And this is where we come to the story of Judas. Here is one faculty of the mind that was not quickly enough disciplined. Here is a faculty of the mind which was not quickly enough trained to serve the master. Because, ladies and gentlemen, there are some things in life, there are some things in the cosmic order that cannot be skipped. The 12 disciples of the mastermind, one missed and almost messed up the whole plan of salvation. Now, this is not just to theological history, this is present. This is a factor within your being that you had better think seriously about right now. If you do not discipline yourself spiritually, mentally, physically, totally, if you do not discipline the 12 attributes of your being, those who are undisciplined will betray you, will disserve you, and mess up your whole plan of salvation. A bit of rank heresy at the moment, but it will demonstrate something very important. Certain of the Eastern mystics say that a man reincarnates on this earth again and again until he learns what he has to learn. I'm not going to get into the pros and cons of reincarnation as a point that I want to make. Be that as it is or is not, or as it may or may not be, I'll tell you this. There are certain spiritual realities that you are going to have to learn and discipline yourself to follow. And I'll tell you one thing, you will catch hell until you learn. Because every time we have a challenge, every time we have a problem, it is an indication to us that there is something right here that I need to know. There's something right here that I need to learn. I'll say this also, and in some quarters it may sound like heresy. I'll tell you this also, you know, you cannot die out of life. Even if you hang yourself, even if you commit suicide. When you leave this body, that's not all. That's not the end of it. I've got news for you. When you came into your present body, that wasn't the beginning of life. This body is neither the beginning nor the ending of you. I'm sure of this. I'm not going to argue about reincarnation or even introduce it very much at this point. But I'll tell you this. When you go, you take one thing with you, and I'm certain of that. Your consciousness. I am certain of that. Leaving the body isn't a big thing with me at all because I'm not bound by it. I've passed that stage anyway. I'm not bound to it anyway. And so when I do decide to leave it, finally, it will frankly be nothing new to me. I get into so many subjects at one time. I remember once sitting right here in visualization with you. Maybe it was in 1973, I believe it was. And we were doing a visualization treatment, and I said, I see myself through the eyes of God. It was somewhere in the middle of that visualization. And then and there, out through my physical eyes, my consciousness projected, and I saw my body sitting in the chair, still giving the visualization. There are thousands of people here. And the intellect, of course, said to me very quickly, you'd better get back in there. This is not the time to do this. So, being conscious of the fact that I am not this body, even though this body is mine, it's not me. Having that consciousness and various other experiences that I won't even go into, Paul went into a part of his. He said, I know a man who was caught up into the third heaven. It's interesting, Christians are afraid of these little things, but yet they're all over the Bible, all in the Bible. Jesus even spoke with Elijah and some of the other prophets that had gone on. It's spooky, really. Maybe this is why some of the Orthodox Christians don't deal with some of these things. But anyway, I've gotten into a million subjects here all at one time. But I do want to point out to you, you are consciousness. You are awareness. You are an individualization of the I am God. Each man is an individualization of infinite God. And you as individual consciousness are going to have to learn who you are. Hopefully, all of us who have been studying in these various series over the past few weeks, hopefully we have all built our consciousness to a higher level. I feel that I have. I can feel the difference. And the more you learn about the truth of you, about the truth of God in you, about the truth of good in you, then the less you will have to suffer. Now, God doesn't put suffering on us, no, not even to try us. As I said in a previous session, there's really nothing hard about this. If there be any hardness, it's really in the individual that sometimes the ears are so stopped up with the wax of world opinion and religious and theological gobbledygook. And you see, the more we hear the truth and study the truth and meditate upon the truth, the more it melts the wax of world opinion and religious gobbledygook out of our.
Right where you got it. You listening to the station giving you remedy faster than Donald Trump can make enemies.
What the hell do you have to lose?
Hindsight Radio, the information station changing the nation.
Peace, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Truth Tuesday Show here on Hindsight Radio. You're listening to your host, Akeem El. Hope everybody's doing well this evening. I'm doing great. You know, today was a rainy day. So usually when it rains, my energy level is not where it needs to be. So mostly what I did today, I rested. Did a little reading here and there. Dealt with some situations, wasn't a difficult situation, just was an unnecessary situation. You know, one of the things I pride myself on is being honorable with my business dealings, and then when I have people that I'm dealing with that are not honorable, that presents an issue, you know. Then they want to lie about it, things like that. So I have learned to put people and things out of my consciousness right away. You know, if they don't want to be honorable, don't deal with it anymore. You find out what they are and what they're doing. You don't judge them. You just stop associating. Because you don't want to be in a field of energy of dishonor or dishonorable things. You don't want to be in that energy because that could bring you problems. And so I dealt with that. And I made it clear, you know, no more communication, no more. We won't have any dealings. You know, I deal with stuff pretty much straight on. I don't let people wonder why he's not communicating. You'll know. Hey, you know, hey, we're not going to do business anymore. So, yeah, I dealt with that. That was, you know, basically a small issue. But not so small for another person who's involved, and, you know, because a lot of money was involved that was taken from them and not, and they didn't get what they paid for. But, you know, when you see a situation, they present themselves, you got to try not to judge and things like that, which is very hard to do, not to do when you see the truth right there in front of you. So you got to keep your mind positive, on target with the things you're trying to accomplish in your life, and people will try to disrupt that. Like right while the show, well, I got on, I got a message, you know, trying to plead the case, you know, trying to make their case even stronger because I blocked on one end and they come through another message medium to try to get to me. And that's not, you know, it's just an energy. It's a wicked energy that tried to disrupt your positive flow. Especially right before the show when I'm about to get on and, you know, share some information with you guys. You know, that shows you right there. If you're getting interrupted right before you do something on some negative stuff, that's a clear indicator that that's a situation you need to remove yourself from. Because they always come in at a time when you're trying to focus on something important. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? When you get down and you start trying to do something, all of a sudden all these little distractions come from out of nowhere, from things and people, to see if you're going to stay on target with what you planned on doing. Are you going to stay in honor to your own self, stay true to yourself? Because that's important, staying true to yourself. You know, if you can't see the God in you, and if you can't have the Christ mind, then you will not be able to accomplish those things that which you would desire. Because some people say, well, I keep, you know, doing my affirmations and nothing is happening. Why? Simple. You're double-minded. You're saying one thing and believing another. Reverend Ike says it all the time. You know, you're saying you want this, that, and the other, and you want all these things, but you're believing another. There's some sort of doubt there. You know, you're supposed to believe and have faith as if these things are already happening for you. If you're saying you want good health, you have to believe that you already have good health, despite what it looks like in the physical world. You understand that the physical world is on a lag, meaning everything you're presented with right now is what you have presented yourself in your consciousness somewhere, somehow, and it's presenting itself now. So that's why you must be careful about what you're doing and what you're saying, who you're communicating with, who you're associating with, because all of that is reap what you sow. Yeah. You know, some people don't really grasp that concept. They don't believe that some things just happen and they come out of the blue. And you're like, where did that come from? You know, why am I experiencing that? You know, a lot of times, even with death, you've got loved ones in the family. Why is that? Why did I go through that? Well, really, are you going through that? Or did they go through that? Because it's not you that died. They did. You just witnessed their passing, and the experience of you witnessing that, the hurt and the emotions behind that is what you're experiencing. And most of that hurt in those emotions that you're going through is about what you would want to happen or the things you didn't get to do. You know, I've been through that. I had a brother died at the age of 21 back in 92, right? 1 month exactly before my first son was being born, exactly 30 days. So he's never got to see any of his nieces and nephews. And for a long period of time, I went through the emotions of I should have called, I should have did this. Why didn't I do it? Beat myself up about that, you know. Because the last time I saw him, he was in New York, and he had let me hold his rental car, and I said, "Hey, y'all, come see me before you leave." And he didn't do that. He just went and drove on back to South Carolina, and I was working, and I said, "Well, I'm gonna call this fool and get on his case for not calling me before he left." And I kept putting it off until one day. I can remember that day exactly. It was James Brown's anniversary, Motown anniversary, 1992. That Monday, got a call. So, but who really experienced the death? My brother did. He went through that. He went through that transition. I experienced I was the witness of it. I dealt with the loss. So, okay, I can't talk to my brother in the physical anymore, in this 3D dimension. Well, I strongly know and believe that this is not all it is. This is just the beginning. This is just the beginning steps of our existence. This is a very primitive form of our existence. This is where we learn how to master our consciousness and gain control of these trying situations that present themselves to us, especially when it comes to losing a loved one. You know, being able to see it for what it is, not to minimize that the losing of them, because we, you know, our tradition is to, oh, someone passed, you got to console and do all of that, which is okay. But is it all really helping the healing process? Because I know for me, all of that consoling kind of got on my damn nerves. It really did. I just wanted to be left alone. Just leave me alone. I don't even want to talk to you about it. Let me deal with it privately in my own way, and I'll work it out. And eventually I did work it out. You know, when people come, "Are you all right? You know, anything I can eat?" And they mean well, but it doesn't really. You still feel empty. They all mean well. You know, sometimes it's just best to leave people to their thoughts and, you know, try to encourage them, you know, at times and in those necessary times you do that. But kind of they will work it out eventually. They will sort. It was a journey to understand and what death really was for me. And it was actually a lesson. When I look back on it, it was a real lesson for me. That at any moment, you will not be able to communicate with your loved ones. Anything can happen. So that means, like Reverend Ike says, you must seize the now. So if you think about somebody and you need to call them, pick up that phone and make that phone call. If you got a beef with somebody and you know you need to work that out, pick up that phone and call them. Even if they reject you, you did your part. Now your conscience is clean. You don't want to go out with an unclean conscience in an area like that, because that's a question that's never going to be able to be answered once you lose them. Our problems are not that big that we can't resolve them. But you can't resolve a problem until you recognize it is a problem. And that's what's, you know, pretty much happened today. The, you know, person that, you know, you're taking money from people and not delivering on the services, but you don't recognize you got a problem. You know, it's not like this is the first person that had a problem. I've seen this pattern over, you know, months, why, you know, be honorable. People who work for their money hard on, and I don't want anybody connected or associated with me handling their business like that. And it's not about judging. I just don't want the energy rubbing off my way and people thinking that I'm like that. But back to what I was saying, you know, you seize the moment to straighten situations out. Me, I handle issues straight on. If I hear something, hey, look, okay, let's talk about this. Whether we're going to agree or not, we're going to deal with it. You know, family members, when I think about them, I call them. I don't put it off anymore. Of course, me and my family, we have different views when it comes to God, but that's all right. We all get entitled to our own path of righteousness and what we believe is true. Remember, it's your truth. All too often, we have followed other people's truth, and it led us down dead-end streets. We have associated with different religious organizations, churches, temples, and come up empty because we were trying to live up to an expectation of somebody else's idea of God. You know? So, but anyway. Announcement. May the 30th, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. On Zoom, we will be conducting the name change webinar. It's only $50. Akimel.com, go there, get it. It's worth it. It's, you know, now that I'm restructuring some things, that's probably one of the things you need to do along with authenticating your birth certificate. Now, don't get on here and ask me what exactly would that involve about name change. The only thing I'm going to say is I'm going to show you how to change your name to your proper name so that you can correct the status of the name. A status correction is not about nationality alone. It's about your name. Your name is very important because if it wasn't, they wouldn't be setting you up as an illegus in order to tax you, charge you. That's what we're going to be dealing with. I got a petition all drawn up for that, the laws that you're going to use to get it done. And I don't anticipate people having too many problems with this one because it's pretty much really simple and, you know, you shouldn't have a problem. Once y'all see what it's about, you shouldn't have a problem. So tonight, I feel like I have something else to say. I'll think of it. All right, tonight I'm helping a client with a case and he had to respond to the court, give them a response, and because they're trying to dismiss his case due to lack of jurisdiction, and they're trying to impose a penalty on him for raising certain issues. So I said, "Well, you got to respond to that. You have to a certain date to do that." And you got to hit it point for point because in their response, they have 1, 2, 5. They got about, let's see, keep going. What I'm doing, I'm counting the paragraphs. About 17 paragraphs. And when you're responding to anything, objecting to anything, you got to hit every paragraph. So if it's 17, you got 17 paragraphs to respond to so that you can completely and thoroughly express your opposition. Hang on a second. So I'm not going to read I will read the actual, what they wrote him. I'll read that. And, I'm not going to read it. I'm going to read his response and deal with that. I don't want to put too much out there. I got his permission to talk about it. I just don't want to put too much of the details about what they're talking about. So, the IRS love to try to get you for penalties when you're disputing their loss, saying that it's frivolous, but they never specifically say what is it that you said was frivolous. It's all brought up some frivolous issues, very generalized, but they don't say, well, what about this is frivolous? What is it? Which one of these is frivolous? They just say, brought up several tax arguments and they're frivolous. So he should be hit with a sanction because those frivolous. So wait a minute, you're not specific. Now, in this case, they got his name styled a certain way. I will say that it's styled properly. I know he's listening. So if his name is styled in the proper form, right? And they're saying that they don't have jurisdiction because he didn't get these certain letters, but his name is styled a certain way. But the IRS letters are styled a certain way, then technically they're right. That no, we didn't send a letter to that name. We sent the letters to this other name. You see what I'm saying? So really, in the response, he's got to come in his proper name, but he also has to, in his response, no, you didn't send it to my proper name. You sent it to to this name that is not my proper name. So you got to be direct. And I actually caught that yesterday, you know. So I'm seeing how these people play tricks. They want to dismiss this case because, no, we didn't send it. We didn't ever send it. I searched and searched and searched under this name. And, you know, here it is. Let me just read this small part of their response. It says, number two, respondent has diligently searched his records in an attempt to determine whether a notice was issued for petitioners taxable years 2000 and 2019, right? Based on respondent's diligent search, based on a review of respondent's records kept in ordinary course of business when respondent issues and mails a notice to specific taxpayers. See, they mailed the notice to a taxpayer, but if he's in his proper name, the proper name is not the taxpayer. The all caps is the taxpayer. And it says there is no record, information, or other evidence indicating that a notice of such and such, I'm not going to go into all of that, was sent, authorized by their codes, basically is what they're saying, right? Because I noticed this in one of my cases, that the judge put in the order to correct my name to the proper name. I'm not going to be specific on how you corrected it. So what I'm trying to say, you go into tax court, you try to sue these people, so they don't have liability, they're going to correct your name and put it in proper form and then put in a motion to dismiss because technically that name is not the one that they've been trying to consort with or communicate with. They've been communicating with the other name. And seeing us and our mind is so caught up that we don't see the trickery. I saw the trickery yesterday. And I was reading and then it hit me. Oh, wow, they're right. They are right. So you have to catch that. So, you know, me and him are going to have another conversation with his response. So this is how he sent me the stuff and he responded, but he left out some key issues. Whenever you are in disagreement with any part of a correspondence, you got to first put admit or deny. You have to admit or deny. So I he did overall good job, but I had to add in denied and then go into why you're denying it. And number one, he put no notice of deficiency was sent to me, which is required per IRS code. My employer and I was sent. But see, even this has to be addressed. Said, put denied. No notice of deficiency was sent to my proper name. And then he puts his proper name. However, no notice of deficiency was sent to this name, the improper name, this, that, and the other, and put it in all caps. And then he has to say a lock-in letter was sent, because this is part of the response, to this name. So he got a couple of adjustments. I know this is all going to be new to him. So that's what I want y'all to keep in mind. That's why it's important for y'all to get on that webinar, because I'm going to show you your proper name and how to respond to these people properly. Just to cover myself. This is not legal advice. I'm not a lawyer. there you go. This is just information that works. All right. So, I see the trickery in here. I say, they're right. We've been looking at it. We've been taught DBA this. No, DBAs are illegal. 18 U.S.C. 1343 or 1373, something like that, illegal. So you shouldn't even be connected to any type of DBAs. Yes, I know that's going against years of teaching, but you learn stuff, you get better every day. And I'm seeing by my own work that this is very effective. Very effective. I myself is using it. So, let me give you the second response. I'll skip down to this one. Denied. No penalty should be imposed without due process of law, lest those penalties be assessed against the IRS for violations of their code by taking action against me without sending the proper notices to take those actions for several violations of due process. The IRS states that several notices – hold on a second. I had to clear my throat. The IRS states that several notices must be sent prior to them taking action against anyone, but they have already admitted that they have not sent me any notices, even though the IRS admit that they have not sent me any notices that are required before they take action. They have already taken action. This is okay, but you have to be specific. So no penalty should be imposed on me without due process of law. Pursuant to the Constitution, and quote that. Word for word. And then he references notices here. So he's got to put, see exhibit, whatever, attached here too, So let's see number four. Denied. The IRS states they have done diligent search of my records. See, he's saying my records. Those are not your records. That's their records. So you got to say exactly how they said it. The IRS says they have done a diligent search of, let's go back to what they said. What did they say? Because, see, this is how we trap ourselves. They said, based on respondents' diligent search and based on review of respondents' records kept in ordinary course of businesses, when respondent issues mails notice to specific taxpayer, there is no record. So they're saying it's their record. So why you can't say my records? You're putting yourself in their jurisdiction. You have to quote what they said. It's their records. So it should be the IRS that they have done a diligent search of their records. And you need to change that. The respondent states that they have done a diligent search of their records, but state they cannot find any records of any notice being sent to. He can't be identifying himself as me. Sent to all cap name. See, law is specific. When you say me, you're having a personal conversation. There's nothing personal about this. Nothing. nothing personal. So you have to say, sent to the in league is blah, blah, blah. I would take it a step further and put in little parentheses, capitis diminutio maxima. I think I did a show on that, showing you what that meant. That's an extreme loss of status. That's the definition of that, when they put your name in all caps. All right? And then he says, I have received several notes. Oh, to say several correspondence, just say several letters were sent to the name such and such, and then see exhibit such and such. Because when you look at the letters, that name is going to be in all caps. They're not sending it to the proper name. You understand? So let's keep going. Five, denied. Throughout the IRS motion, they continue to state that no notice of deficiency, notice of deficiency have been sent. See, take that me out again to the in legis and put the name. Okay? I'm starting to see why we're losing, because we're not addressing the point precisely. You know, because when he puts in that rebuttal, they got to respond. How are they going to respond and say that that's not him or is him? How are they going to respond? They can't. They stuck. Never use me in your responses. Always refer to the name that is being used at the time, whether it's proper or improper. Always refer to that. All right, and then they were calling him a taxpayer. You got to rebut that too. Now, truth be known, the in legis is a taxpayer, aka U.S. citizen. Just skimming through here. I think we get the point. One of the things you got to always refer. If you're gonna make a point, you got to refer to the Constitution that reinforces your position. And if you don't do that, you're not making the point. They're going to say it's incoherent. We don't understand what he's trying to say. And at the end, you're going to do a conclusion. You got to do a wherefore. Say, this case should be properly addressed and heard mainly because due process of the law has not been granted, which is guaranteed under the U.S. Constitution. See, there's a lot of me's in here, you know. Me, no, leave me out. That's we're in a formal proceeding, and me should not be there. Oh, but you know, people used to doing things how they talk. They're not used to doing these type of things, so that's understandable. Somebody would do that, but that's it for that. I think I gave enough. I don't want to give too much. All right, let's see. Let's see. See if this is going to be another early night for me. Looks like it will be. A lot of calls, but no hands up. Oh, I'm going to give y'all time to think about whether y'all got a question or not. Take a small little break. And, somebody said they can't call in. Use the number I'm calling in on is, let's see. No wonder the call volume is a little low. I was like, that's unusual. 563-999-3615. That could be, you know, I did a couple of videos, and I've been showing that number, so they're trying to block y'all from getting remedy. But there's also another number, 425-569-5169. I have two numbers that you can call. 425-569-5169, 563-999-3615. So they're trying to block that number. But I called in on that number, 563-999-3615. I didn't have a problem. That's the number I call. I call it on my cell phone. Oh, he said that was busy for him. Oh, and that's the number I've been given on YouTube. They trying to keep y'all from getting remedy, yo. All right. Think about whether y'all questions. I will be right back.
What we know, so to me it ain't nothing but being true, but
now I know only I can stop the rain.
It doesn't have to be the way it is, you say it is, just because for the past 20 years every day it is,
but now I know only I can stop the rain.
I want to be able to walk out my front door without worrying about coming in conflict with the law,
cause now I know.
The word that you can see, cause
now I know only I can stop the rain.
We get away with every day, but every day it catches up to you. When it does, you can't say shit.
Now I know only I can stop the rain.
If I don't, you will, but I won't, you still. What makes us feel like we got to kill? How many more times must we choose to trust these fools?
Now I know only I can stop the rain.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I gave it to you straight, don't mix it. Twist it up on some sticks.
Now I know only I can stop the rain.
I don't have to talk to it anymore. I don't have to walk to it anymore. I'm out the door.
Now I know.
Find peace with the Lord. I don't want to find a peace with the sword. I can't afford to.
Now I know only I can stop the rain.
When every day of my life it's a constant fight between wrong and right.
Now I know only I can stop the rain.
I thank you, Lord, for my life. Thank you, Lord, for keeping it loose when things got tight.
Now I know.
Do you like the things that life has shown?
back straight to the phone line, 612-458.
Peace. Hello. How you doing? How you doing, Akeem?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm blessed.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear it.
I heard you say you had the name change thing coming up. I didn't quite hear when that was, though.
Go to akeemell.com. It's going to be on May the 30th, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. All right, akeemell.com.
Okay, and then
the webinar tab, and it'll be there.
And I also heard you say the name change and the birth certificate authentication.
Authentication. Well, that has nothing to do. I said that I think that should be one of the first things you do along with birth certificate authentication.
Well, that's what. Hold on. All I was trying to say is it sounded like you said the name change and the authentication should be some of the earliest things that would be done, you know, in the process. So I was just trying to ask, to make sure I understood that, and then see also what number would you put on the passport? Is it the third step? Would it be in the first three?
What number are you talking about? I don't get it.
Well, because you were saying that the authentication and the name change would be, you had said you're restructuring.
Okay, I understand what you're asking. You asked me where that fit in.
Yeah.
All of those, I would say, would be your first steps. Correcting the name, birth certificate authentication, and doing your passport. All of those right there. The three first things you need to be doing.
So maybe I could do the name, and then just like in the order you just said. Authentication. All right.
Authentication can come after those. It's not a big deal because you don't need an authenticated birth certificate to do your passport.
So I could do the name and the passport and then the authentication if I wanted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. I appreciate it. That's all I wanted to ask. I bet that's been actually my question I needed to ask for a few weeks now. So.
All right.
Have a good night. Peace.
All right, man. Thank you. All right. Peace. All right, let's go to the next caller. Like I said, once I'm done with the calls, I'm out. 773-383.
Hey, what's going on? I came peace.
Peace. What's going on with you? Everything's going on good with
me. Everything good with me too, man. It's Marquise, man.
Hey,
I got a question. Any word on about how many weeks it'll take to get the passport if you was to apply for it right now?
Yo. Travel.state.gov got all that information. As a matter of fact, I just did a video on that yesterday.
Okay.
Y'all do
have one more.
I don't work for the department. So y'all do know that.
Yeah, I was wondering if you know anybody who
the best
put it in recently.
Yeah, I know plenty of people still putting their passport down. They said they wasn't processing passport. But that's a lie. Go to my YouTube channel. I just did a video yesterday. You know, give you all the actually I'm gonna copy that sucker and put it in to the chat.
Cool. I appreciate that. Another thing was this. If my certificate of live birth is already in the upper and lower proper, well,
you still gotta do your name. You still got to do it.
Dave, all right. That was it. That's
you
all
still
I'm got
to do. It.
Cool. That's
Got to still do it.
All right, well, yeah. All right, I'll see you on the 30th on the webinar. I'm going to be there.
All right, brother. All right. All right.
All right, peace. I'll
go to that channel. And the title of the video is let's see. Get this in the chat. Can you apply for passport during the pandemic. That's the name of the video. The link is in the chat. Go check it out. I will be reading directly from their website and actually reading an actual news article that said, oh, the State Department has stopped issuing passports except for emergencies. And in that same article, they double talk. And before I go, I hope y'all paying attention. You know, what's going on, because I've been listening to Trump throw out so many codes. Like, he talked about this hydrochloroquine medication weeks ago. Now, they just had a meeting today, and that subject came up. And they, to show you how fake the news is, that drug has been around for 70 years. And they've been using it for malaria. CDC or something, so one of those departments said, oh, it can cause heart disease, it can do this, it's not safe to take. They've been using it for 70 years. So, you know, this is one time Big Pharma comes out and tells you it's not safe, it can hurt you with this, with all the medications that they come out. It tells you they got a plan, and they're trying to circumvent your constitutional rights, protect your rights protected by the Constitution. Now, he said hydrochloroquine, and I got many people, friends, you know, oh, he's an idiot, this, that, and the other, and they don't even research. This stuff has been working. Doctors have been using it on this COVID-19, and several of the people in the panel broke it down. He said the study that they used to say caused problems, those people already had heart problems, major ones. He said it was such fake news. They are coming out with fake all the time. And in this room, in this meeting they had, none of those guys had a mask on. They had around like a table. I would say it was around 20-odd people in this room, more than 10, and they were talking, no mask. So then they had two meetings today. One was with the agriculture, and he signed a bill into an order on deregulating, making sure that we are getting all of our food sources from the USA and not importing meats from China or any other place. He put a stop to that. So I'm not counting, you know, Trump as this great guy. I don't know who he is. He could be racist. I don't know. But when you see a president just want to tell you, I'm taking hydrochloroquine, and I've been taking it for weeks. To come out, make, how many presidents you know who come out and say that? He's trying to tell y'all something, that he is aware of this BS propaganda that's going on. And I knew that about hydrochloroquine, that they've been using it 70 years. It's a drug used for malaria. And coincidentally, malaria and COVID-19 symptoms are exactly the same. And the only way you get malaria is through an injection. You get that from mosquito bites. You know, so anyway, no more calls. All right, there was only two. It was actually five there, and then it disappeared. I don't know what happened. Maybe they got knocked off. I guess I'll see y'all next Tuesday. You'll probably hear me on Thursday or Friday when shows are being done by Jessica and Tasia, the Divine Connection, and then my son, Freedom Fridays. He's back. Came on last week. Show your support. He's getting himself together. He's getting it together. All right. Y'all have a good, blessed, stay positive, stay out the negative stuff. Peace.